tolerance, I have given him a place not obtainable even by the demigods. He will become king of the heavenly planets during the period of Manu, known as Savarni.
Gospodin je nastavio, zbog njegove velike tolerantnosti, dao sam mu mjesto koje čak ni polubogovi ne mogu dostići. Za vrijeme razdoblja vladavine Manua, poznato kao Savarni, postaće kralj rajskih planeta. Smisao. To je milost svevišnje božanske osobe. Čak i ako oduzme Bhakti svo materijalno obilje, gospodin mu odmah nudi položaj o kome polubogovi ne mogu ni sanjati. U povijesti predanog služenja ima mnogo takvih primjera. Jedan od njih je Sudama Vipra. Sudama Vipra je živio u velikoj materijalnoj neimaštini, ali je bio uznemiren, ali nije bio uznemiren niti odstupio od predanog služenja. Tako je na kraju milošću Krišne dobio visoki položaj. Ovdje je vrlo značajna riječ Mad Ashraya. Pošto je gospodin želio dati Bali Maharadži visoki položaj Indre, polubogovi bi mu prirodno mogli zavidjeti i boriti se protiv njega da bi ugrozili njegov položaj. Ali svevišnji gospodin je uvjerio Bali Maharadžu da će uvijek ostati pod njegovom zaštitom, Mad Ashraya. Gospodin je nastavio, zbog njegove velike tolerantnosti dao sam mu mjesto koje čak ni polubogovi ne mogu dostići. Za vrijeme razdoblja vladavine Manua, poznato kao Savarni, postaće kralj rajskih planeta.
Eša me prapita stanam dušprapam amarayarapi savarnirantarasyayam bhavitendro mad ashrayaha. The Lord continued, because of his great tolerance, I have given him a place not obtainable even by the demigods. He will become king of the heavenly planets during the period of Manu, known as Savarni. So, it is very clear that the only safe position is under the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna.
Vrlo je jasno da je jedina sigurna pozicija pod zaštitom lotusovih stopala gospodina Krišne.
Especially here in the material world, our position is very uncertain.
Specijalno u ovom materijalnom svijetu naša pozicija je vrlo nesigurna.
We do not know from moment to moment how we will be affected by the ups and downs in this material world.
Ne znamo kako će ova materijalna priroda utjecati na nas iz trenutka u trenutak, kako ćemo ići gore ili dole.
Therefore everyone is in anxiety.
Stoga svako je uznemiren.
But the devotees of the Lord are never fearful because they are always protected by Krishna.
Ali bhakte gospodina nisu nikada u strahu, jer ih uvijek štiti Krišna.
Mahatmanas tumam partha daivim prakritim ashraya. The same word ashraya means shelter. And Krishna says that my devotees are always protected by my superior nature.
Riječ ashraya znači utočište i Krishna kaže da su moji bhakte uvijek zaštićeni tom višom prirodom ili energijom.
The devotees are subject to the same dangers as everyone else in the material world.
Bhakte su podložni istim opasnostima kao svi drugi u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
We are walking on the road and a car could run us over.
Mi hodamo po cesti i može nas pogaziti auto.
In fact, my most exalted and wonderful god brother Indradyumna Swami, he had an experience where he was actually run over by a taxi.
Moj uzvišeni god brother Indradyumna Swami je imao iskustvo da ga je pregazio taksi.
But because he is completely under the shelter of Lord Krishna, he was saved and protected.
Ali pošto je potpuno pod zaštitom Krišne, bio je zaštićen.
Krishna says, karmani nirdahati kintu chabakti bhajam. That whatever karma is remaining for any of my devotees, I reduce it, I shrink it, so that it is almost nothing.
Kakva god karma da ostaje mojim baktama, ja je smanjim tako da ne ostane gotovo ništa.
Where is someone who takes shelter of his own mind and his senses? Someone who takes shelter of the material body, he is subject fully to the laws of karma.
Dok ako neko uzima utočište svog uma, čula ili svog tijela, onda je potpuno podložen zakonima karme.
Another advantage that a devotee experiences is that he is able to tolerate the miseries in this material world.
Još jedna kvaliteta koju ima bhakta je da može tolerirati probleme ili bijede u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
It would be nice if we could just say, okay, today I have decided to be a devotee of Krishna, and then a flower airplane would arrive and take us back to Vaikuntha immediately. That would be nice.
Bilo bi lijepo kad bi mi mogli reći, danas sam odlučio postati bhakta Krišne, i onda kada bi istog trenutka došao avion od cvijeća i odvezao nas nazad na Vaikuntu, to bi bilo lijepo.
But that's not the way Krishna does things.
Ali to nije način na koji Krishna radi stvari.
He never creates a situation where someone can be influenced by some magic.
On nikad ne stvara situaciju u kojoj netko može biti pod utjecajem neke magije.
He never disturbs the natural course of events in the material world.
On nikada ne stvara umjetni tok stvari u materijalnom svijetu.
He wants us to develop love for him unconditionally.
On želi da razvijemo ljubav prema njemu, neuvjetovanu ljubav.
Therefore, Lord Chaitanya, the best example of a devotee of Lord Krishna, he says, yatha tatha vidadatu lampato mat prana natastu sa eva napara. I am your devotee, I am your lover unconditionally. You may trample me down or you may embrace me. That is your mercy.
I stoga gospodin Čejtanja, koji je pokazao primjerom kako izgleda najsavršeniji bhakta, on je rekao Krišni, moja ljubav prema tebi je bezuvjetna, možeš me zagrliti ili odbaciti.
And Krishna is so kind that he gives us many, many examples of devotees who have tolerated great distress far beyond anything we have ever been tested by.
Krishna je tako ljubazan da nam pokazuje primjere bhakta koji su prošli kroz puno, puno veće testove nego što smo mi ikad prošli.
In our own culture, we know about the suffering of Jesus Christ.
U našoj vlastitoj kulturi mi znamo o patnjama Isusa Krista.
In our Gaudiya Sampradaya, we know about the suffering of Haridas Thakur.
U našoj Gaudiya Sampradaji mi znamo o patnjama Haridas Thakura.
In fact, there is a very nice video about the life of Haridas Thakur.
Stvari, postoji vrlo lijep video o životu Haridas Thakura.
I don't know how many of you have seen that video.
Ko od vas je vidio taj video?
Nice one, isn't it?
Lijep je, zar ne?
I was very fortunate to have the opportunity to produce that video.
Ja sam imao sreću da produciram taj video.
We tried to get it introduced on in the on Indian television and in the movie theaters, but the censor department considered it too controversial.
Pokušali smo staviti taj video nakon što smo ga proizveli na televiziju i u kina, ali odjel za cenzuru je smatrao taj film previše kontroverznim.
But all the actors were devotees of Krishna.
Ali svi glumci su bili bhakte Krishne.
And Haridas Thakur was particularly very good.
I Haridas Thakur je bio posebno vrlo dobar.
So there is a long scene where Haridas Thakur is beaten in 22 marketplaces.
Postoji duga scena kako Haridas Thakura tuku na 22 tržnice.
And the two guards who were ordered to beat him, they're very big muscular men and they had very nasty whips.
I dvojica stražara koji su dobili naredbu da ga tuku su vrlo veliki i mišićavi ljudi i imaju nezgodne bičeve.
And they constantly beat Haridas until they themselves were totally exhausted.
I oni stalno tuku Haridas Thakura dok oni sami ne postanu skroz izmoreni.
But Haridas Thakur tolerated everything and even blessed them.
Ali Haridas Thakur je to sve tolerirao i čak ih je blagoslovio.
When they cried to him that we have been ordered by the Nawab to kill you, and if we don't kill you by this beating, then he will kill us, and I am a family man. And
I onda su njih dvojica počeli plakat i rekli su, Nawab nam je naredio da te ovako bičujemo dok ne umreš, i onda ako ne uspijemo u tome, onda će on ubit nas, a ja sam porodičan čovjek.
So Haridas said, oh, okay, I will die.
I onda Haridas Thakur je rekao, oh, u redu, onda ću umret.
And then of course he went into samadhi.
I onda naravno je ušao u samadhi.
And almost, it was almost like he was dead.
Bilo je skoro kao da je mrtav.
So there are so many examples of great devotees of the Lord who have exhibited the wonderful qualities of a devotee so that we ourselves can get strength by their example.
Postoji toliko primjera, toliko bhakta koji su manifestirali te divne kvalitete tako da bi mi mogli slijediti njihov primjer.
Lest someone think, oh, these qualities, they are too high. No one could practically develop these qualities.
Neko može misliti, ove kvalitete su previsoko i niko ne može razviti te kvalitete.
No, that is not true. There are so many examples. And if you also start the process of devotional service, you can develop divine qualities.
Ali to nije istina, postoji toliko primjera i ako vi sami započnete prakticirati taj proces, vi sami možete dobiti toliko božanskih kvaliteta.
Titikshava karunika surida sarva dehinam ajatava shatra santa sadava sadhu bhushana. These are the ornaments, the decorations of a devotee of Lord Krishna.
Te odlike su ukrasi gospodinovog bhakte.
For example, our devotees go out preaching.
Na primjer, naši bhakte idu van u propovjedanje.
Anyone can chant Hare Krishna and live at his home and practice bhakti yoga.
Svako može pjevati Hare Krishna, živjeti kod svoje kuće i prakticirati bhakti jogu.
But if someone wants the special mercy of Lord Chaitanya, if someone is exhausted with this material world and wants to go back to Godhead in this lifetime or very, very soon, then he can take part in the ISKCON movement.
Ali ako je neko umoran od ove materijalne egzistencije i želi specijalnu milost gospodina Čejtanje, onda može ući u ovaj ISKCON pokret.
In other words, this movement is meant for preachers.
Drugim riječima, ovaj pokret je namijenjen za propovjednike.
Nachatasman manusheshu kaschin me priya kritamaha. Those who preach this message of Bhagavad Gita, they are very, very dear to me, Lord Krishna says.
Gospodin Krishna kaže, oni koji propovjedaju ovu poruku Bhagavad Gita su mi vrlo dragi.
And when you put yourself in a position where you are very dear to the Lord, you get special mercy from the Lord.
Kad se stavite u poziciju da ste vrlo dragi gospodinu, onda dobijete specijalnu milost gospodina.
This special mercy is not available to everyone.
Ta specijalna milost nije dostupna svakome.
It's not available to every devotee.
Nije dostupna svakom bhakti.
Unless he takes up the order of Lord Chaitanya.
Osim ako preuzme naredbu gospodina Čejtanje.
Amar Agyai, it is my order. Jare deko tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Whomever you see, whomever you meet, you simply repeat Krishna's instructions. You try to preach.
Moja naredba je, gospodin Čejtanja kaže da koga god vidiš, ponovi mu ovu nauku o Krišni.
And I can tell you right now, a certain percentage of the time, people will ignore you.
I ja vam mogu reći, određeni period vremena, ljudi će vas ignorirati.
A certain percentage of the time, people may beat you.
Određeni postotak vremena, ljudi vas mogu tući.
Or ask you to go away.
Ili tražiti da odete.
And a certain percentage of the time people will bless you and thank you so much for your nice compassionate preaching.
Određeni postotak vremena ljudi će vam zahvaliti, bit će vam zahvalni za vaš propovjedački rad.
So a devotee of the Lord has to tolerate all of these conditions.
Gospodinov bhakta mora tolerirati sva ta stanja.
I can tell you just from the field, because there are statistics, I can tell you in the field of fundraising, when you go to ask for donations, there are statistics of results.
Mogu vam reći primjer sa područja prikupljanja donacija, postoje određene statistike.
So 30% of the time, people will give you what you ask for.
U 30% slučajeva ljudi će vam dati onoliko koliko tražite.
30% of the time people will give you nothing.
30% vremena ljudi vam neće dati ništa.
And 30% of the time people will give you less than what you ask for.
I 30% vremena ljudi će vam dati manje nego što ste tražili.
So, in the same way, we already know that we are going to meet with honor and dishonor.
Stoga mi znamo unaprijed da ćemo se susresti sa čašću i nečasti.
And we just have to prepare ourselves to tolerate and be compassionate. That is our love. That is our welfare work. Distributing Krishna consciousness.
I moramo se pripremiti da budemo tolerantni i samilosni. To je naš dobrovoljni rad, dijeljenje svjesnosti Krišne.
to help people get free from the miseries of this material world by coming to the transcendental platform. That is the best solution.
Pomoći ljudima da se oslobode patnja materijalne egzistencije tako što dođu na transcendentalni nivo, to je najbolje rješenje.
None of the temporary solutions offered by politicians, philanthropists, and well-wishers of the people are perfect.
Nijedno od privremenih rješenja koje nude političari, dobrotvorni radnici, nijedno od tih rješenja nije savršeno.
Because they have themselves imperfect knowledge, therefore they cannot give perfect solutions.
Jer pošto i oni sami imaju nesavršeno znanje, ne mogu dati savršeno rješenje.
Only Lord Krishna and his devotees know what is the best thing for everyone.
Samo gospodin Krishna i njegovi bhakte znaju što je najbolje za svakoga.
We don't belong in this material world.
Mi ne pripadamo u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
Our suffering is a contradiction.
Naša patnja je kontradikcija.
We are Satchit Ananda by constitution, but we are living in a world, a temporary world, Asat, full of ignorance, Achit, and full of distress, near Ananda.
Po svojoj prirodi mi smo Satchit Ananda, ali živimo u svijetu koji je privremen, to jest Asat, pun neznanja, Achit, i pun patnje, near Ananda.
So Karunika means that the devotee himself is not suffering, but when he sees others suffering so much, he wants to give them knowledge by which they can relieve their suffering.
Karunika znači da iako bhakta sam ne pati, on kad vidi druge ljude da jako pate, želim pomoći i dati znanje da mogu izaći iz toga.
These qualities which the devotee develops are very, very attractive to Lord Krishna. He's very much pleased by a devotee who develops these qualities.
Krishna je jako privučen bhaktom koji je razvio te kvalitete.
And even though the devotee has no material desires, still Lord Krishna gives him all material facility.
Iako bhakta nema materijalnih želja, ipak Krishna mu daje sve materijalne mogućnosti.
That is also another kind of a test.
To je još jedna vrsta testa.
Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna tested me by taking everything away from me.
Srila Prabhupada je rekao, Krishna me testirao tako što mi je uzeo sve.
Prabhupada was a businessman. He had a big factory. He had a booming business.
Srila Prabhupada je bio biznismen, imao je tvornicu i rastući posao.
He could have become one of the biggest businessmen in all of India.
Mogao je postati jedan od najvećih biznismena u cijeloj Indiji.
He had a wife and five children.
Imao je ženu i petero djece.
He had so many material opulences.
Imao je toliko materijalnog obilja.
But in his heart he was simply interested in serving Lord Krishna.
Ali u svom srcu bio je samo zainteresiran za služenje gospodina Krishne.
And then while reading the scripture he read a verse from the Bhagavatam which made him laugh.
I dok je čitao spise našao je jedan stih koji ga je jako nasmijao.
Yasyaham anugranami harishye tad danam shanai. When I actually appreciate someone's devotion, then I slowly take away all their material opulence, which may be a crutch for them. It may be an obstacle on their path.
Krishna kaže kad cijenim službu nekog bhakte, onda mu polako oduzimam svo obilje koje može biti prepreka na njegovom putu predanog služenja.
So Srila Prabhupada laughed at that verse, and he actually saw very clearly in his life that Krishna was beyond his control. Krishna was just taking things away from him.
Srila Prabhupada se smije o tom stihu i vrlo jasno mogao vidjeti u svom životu da mu Krishna sve uzima bez njegove kontrole.
But Prabhupada did not cry. Prabhupada did not feel sorry for himself. Prabhupada did not accuse Krishna.
Ali Srila Prabhupada nije plakao ili sažaljevao samog sebe ili optuživao Krishnu.
He took it as Krishna's great mercy upon him.
Uzeo je to kao Krishnu veliku milost prema njemu.
Then Prabhupada said, Krishna again tested me by giving me everything.
Onda je Srila Prabhupada rekao, Krishna me opet testirao tako što mi sve dao.
He went to America with a trunk, small trunk, Indian trunk, full of books and a pair of kartals.
Otišao u Indiju sa malim sandukom knjiga indijskim i sa nekim sa karatalima.
He had no friends and he had about $8.
Nije imao prijatelja, imao je oko $8.
But just by preaching the glories of the Lord and depending on Krishna, he acquired so much material opulence.
Ali samo propovijedajući o Krišni i oviseći o Krišni, došao je do toliko mnogo materijalnog obilja.
He said, there is no businessman in the world who has the number of houses that I have.
Srila Prabhupada je rekao, ne postoji ni jedan biznismen u svijetu koji ima toliko kuća koliko ja imam.
I can go to any major city in the world and I have got my apartments there and I have got hundreds of servants ready to give their lives for me.
Ja mogu otići u bilo koji veći grad i tamo imam apartman koji me čeka i stotine slugu koji su spremni dati svoj život za mene.
And it was funny, he was talking about Indian businessmen and he said that any wealthy businessman would give anything to have white servants. He said, but I haven't given them anything and I have thousands of white servants.
Onda je Srila Prabhupada rekao, svaki indijski biznismen bi jako želi da ima bijelog slugu, ali ja ih imam toliko, a nisam ništa platio.
But Srila Prabhupada never had anything for his own personal sense gratification.
Ali Srila Prabhupada nikad nije imao ništa za svoje vlastito osjetilno uživanje.
Therefore, he was the best friend of all living beings because he was so pure that he could give anyone who wanted Krishna prema.
My mind was
going. Your mind is somewhere else. Prabhupada was such a nice devotee of the Lord.
Srila Prabhupada je bio tako divan bhakta gospodina.
And Krishna was so pleased with his having passed all of the tests that Krishna gave him.
I Krishna je bio tako zadovoljan s njim što je on prošao sve testove koje mu je Krishna dao.
That he was able to give,
da je on mogao dati
Krishna prema,
Krishna premu,
to anybody that wanted,
svakome kome želio,
except for those who had no memory.
Osim onima koji nemaju pamćenje.
So Bali Maharaj is also another wonderful example of a devotee who is completely unattached.
Bali Maharaj je još jedan primjer bhakte koji je potpuno nevezan.
Dhruva Maharaj, although initially he was attached to to material power and fame,
Dhruva Maharaj, iako je na početku bio vezan za materijalno obilje i slavu,
when he achieved the darshan of the Lord,
kada je dobio darshan gospodina,
he said, Swamin kritartosmi varamna yache, I was looking for pieces of broken glass, but now that I have got you, I am seeing it is all insignificant.
On je rekao, ja sam tražio razlomljene komadiće stakla, ali sada kada sam vidio tebe, vidim da je to sve beznačajno.
So there are so many examples for us to follow, and if we want to be Krishna conscious, there are no obstacles really. They're only in our mind.
Postoji toliko primjera za nas koje možemo slijediti, i ako želimo postati svjesni Krišne, onda nema nikakvih prepreka. Prepreke su samo u našem umu.
So, to conclude, the most wonderful qualities that a devotee has are compassion and tolerance.
Da zaključimo, najvažnije odlike koje bhakta ima su tolerancija i samilost.
And if we take shelter of Lord Krishna, we will always be protected.
I ako uzmemo utočište gospodina Krišne, uvijek ćemo biti zaštićeni.
Even our material position will be protected.
Čak će i naša materijalna situacija biti zaštićena.
Yoga kshema vahamyaham. So, are there any questions or comments?
Ima li kakvo pitanje ili komentar? Jeste pitanje.
I'm not sure what your question is. Are you saying that it's not bona fide to eat something that's not offered on Ekadasi, that we should offer a whole month's worth of prasadam on Ekadasi and then go on eating it after that? Or are you saying that it's not bona fide on Ekadasi to eat something that's not offered to Krishna? Or
let's suppose that I have one egg,
okay,
which is offered yesterday, and I'm hungry, and
today is Ekadasi.
Well, I can't see why you could not, if you can eat something that was offered yesterday, the next day, which was not Ekadasi, then why should you not be able to eat something that was, I mean, what difference does Ekadasi make on, I mean, the real point is to eat Krishna prasadam. And when devotees say things, they should back them up with a little philosophy and some authority. Otherwise, you can just go on babbling all day long.
Ako se može jesti nešto što se ponudilo prethodni dan, sljedeći dan, čak i ako to nije kadaši, onda ne vidim zašto se ne bi moglo jesti nešto što je ponuđeno prethodni dan na kadaši. Glavna poanta je da se jede Krišin prasadam, i bhakte kad daju neke izjave, onda je dobro da ih podupru sa izjavama iz šastra ili od autoriteta. Inače možemo brbljati cijeli dan.
Bhakti Siddhanta used to distribute prasadam to the villagers from his mutt in Mayapur.
Bhakti Siddhanta je običavao dijeliti prasadam iz svog mata u okolnim selima.
So on Ekadasi they would still offer to the pilgrims rice and dal.
I na Ekadaši oni bi i dalje ponudili hodočasnicima rižu i dal.
In other words, we have to follow the rules and regulations very carefully and sincerely, but we shouldn't become so fanatic that, you know, the prasadam has got to be boga from a garden where there have never been any farmers who have ever killed any cows. You know, I mean, you can just take it to such a level it becomes ludicrous.
Moramo pažljivo slijediti sva pravila i i propise, ali moramo paziti da ne postanemo previše fanatični u tome. Na primjer, ako kažemo da želimo Krišni nuditi Bogu iz nekog vrta u koji nikad nije ušao vrtlar koji je nekad ubio neku životinju i tako dalje. Dakle, to sve može onda postati previše
ludicrous, stupid.
Glupo.
Ridiculous.
Smiješno.
I mean, you could concoct so many different rules if you wanted to, and if you want to do that for yourself, that's fine, but you know, you can't hoist them on other people. You can't, you know, force them on other people.
Možemo imati toliko sitnih pravila i ako želimo možemo mi sami to raditi, ali ne bi trebali pokušavati druge naterati da oni to isto slijede.
Prabhupada said that if he was to tell us all the rules and regulations that are required for doing temple worship, we would probably faint.
Srila Prabhupada je rekao da ako bi nam rekao sva pravila koja postoje u obožavanju božanstava, da bi se vjerovatno onesvijestili.
There are some people in India called Jains.
U Indiji postoje ljudi koji se zovu Jaini.
So they're a what shall we say, they're followers of someone by the name of Mahavir.
Oni su sljedbenici nekog ko se zove Mahavir.
They're actually an aberration, an apasampradaya.
Oni su u stvari apasampradaya ili nevjerodostojna sampradaya.
Theoretically they're supposed to be following Rishabdev, but they actually are not, and anyway, they stress ahimsa or non-violence.
Teoretski oni bi trebali slijediti Rishabadeva, ali ga ne slijede i oni teoretski oni poučavaju nenasilje.
So they wear white masks on their face at all time, the sadhus.
Sadui njihovi cijelo vrijeme nose bijele neke kao maske na licu.
Because they don't want to breathe any germs or kill any germs.
Jer ne žele da udišu neke bakterije i tako da ih ubiju.
And wherever they walk, they carry a broom and they sweep it so that they don't step on any insects or anything.
I gdje god da hodaju, imaju metlu s kojom čiste da ne bi zgazili nekog insekta.
But you know, it's impossible to not kill. Even in your body, the red corpuscles are fighting with the white corpuscles.
Ali nemoguće ne ubiti nikoga, čak i u vašem vlastitom tijelu crvena krvna zrnca se bore s bijelima.
The point is to sincerely try to please Lord Krishna and use your intelligence and discretion.
Poanta je iskreno pokušati zadovoljiti gospodina Krišnu i u tome koristiti svoju inteligenciju i
discretion. Okay, forget it. yukta hara viharasya, yukta cesta karmasu, yukta svapna vabodasya, yoga bhavati dukaha. One who eats too much or eats too little. One who sleeps too much or sleeps too little. We need balance. We need to use our intelligence. What is too much for one person may be too little for another.
Ne previše jest, u Bhagavad Gita je rečeno ne previše je, to jest ne može biti jogi onaj ko previše ili premalo jede, ko previše ili premalo spava, stoga treba koristiti inteligenciju i imati balans, jer što je za jednog čovjeka previše, za drugog može biti premalo.
Once Srila Prabhupada made a statement in a lecture or in a darshan that a devotee should only eat one or two chapatis a day and maybe 9 chickpeas.
Možda, jednom je Šla Prabhupada dao izjavu na nekoj lekciji ili na Daršanu da bi bhakta svaki dan trebao jesti samo jedan ili dva čapatija i 9 nekih zrnaca slanutka.
So then someone sent a letter around to all the temples in the world that Prabhupada had ordered everyone to eat only one chapati a day and 9 chickpeas.
I onda je neko poslao svim hramovima pismo da je Prabhupada naredio da svi trebaju jesti jedan čapati i 9 zrnaca slanutka svaki dan.
A few people were happy.
Nekoliko ljudi je bilo sretno u vezi toga.
But 90% of the devotees were starving.
A 90% bhakta su gladovali.
And then Prabhupada found out about it a few months later.
I onda je Šila Prabhupada saznao za to par mjeseci kasnije.
And he got very upset. He said, I was saying that if someone has the capacity to digest 15 chapatis, then he can eat 15. But if all he needs is one or two chapatis, then he should only take one or two.
I onda je Šila Prabhupada bio jako ljut i rekao da, ja sam rekao da ako neko ima takvu probavnu moć da može probaviti 15 čapatija, onda je to u redu, ali ako može probaviti samo jedan ili dva, onda treba i toliko jesti.
Therefore, everything we do, we should try to understand the principle behind it.
Stoga u svemu što radimo trebamo shvaćati princip iza toga.
Then we will be able to make the proper adjustment according to time and place and circumstance.
Onda ćemo biti u stanju prilagoditi se vremenu, mjestu i okolnostima.
For example, Srila Prabhupada said that a householder should have one or two children.
Na primjer, Srila Prabhupada je rekao da domaćin porodice treba imati jedno ili dvoje djece.
But Bhaktivinoda Thakur had 10.
Al Bhaktivinoda Thakur je imao 10.
Nityananda Prabhu, I think, had 6.
Nityananda Prabhu je imao 6.
So, were they in Maya?
Da li su oni bili u Maji?
They couldn't have joined ISKCON?
Ne bi se mogli pridružiti ISKCON-u.
You have to use your discretion, your intelligence.
Trebamo...
If you can only digest 2 children, then only have 2.
Trebamo koristiti svoju moć.
You can only work with 2.
Trebamo koristiti svoju moć diskriminacije i inteligenciju. Ako možemo probaviti samo 2 djece, onda trebamo imati 2.
Any other question?
Još neko pitanje?
Yes, Mataji.
And we don't get nothing and 30% we get less. So I'm wondering what is with this remaining 10%? Because we can get...
Sometimes you get more than what you ask for.
Ponekad dobiješ više nego što tražiš.
I could do a little fundraising seminar, but I don't think it's the right day or the right time.
mogu napraviti mali fundraising seminar, ali mislim da nije pravo vrijeme ni pravi dan.
But it is true that an old American fundraising proverb, the more you ask, the more you get. If you don't ask, you don't get.